producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, if you'd like to actually check us out online, I'm going to get to that in just a couple minutes. We got much to talk about over the next 2 hours. And before we do that, what I'd like to do is I'd actually like to give a shout-out to Scott Schroeder. Again, Scott Schroeder from WPNN Talk Radio, 790 AM in Pensacola, Florida. We want to tell you, Scott, thank you very much for your trust. Thank you for picking us up. Again, WPNN Talk Radio, 790 AM in Pensacola, Florida. Thank you for your trust. Folks, I wanted to let you know that, again, if you'd like to check us out online, you can do that. It is sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you'd like to check us out on Facebook, go to Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E. You can also check us out on Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Media, and or Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. You can also check me out on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. Now, folks, you know, one of the things that I wanted to talk about, and I kept getting caught up in it over the last couple Saturdays, and it was kind of getting to the boiling point concerning lines between church and state, because there's a misconception, there's a misunderstanding, there's a blatant lie. The American people are under attack through the lie that has been promulgated, lines between church and state. I want to set the record straight today, and we're also going to get to the lies concerning Thomas Jefferson, the man that allegedly said there was lines between church and state. Just to give you a little salt on the tongue, I'm going to do that right now. I want to let you know that you can find lines between church and state nowhere in the Bill of Rights, nowhere in the Declaration of Independence, nowhere in the Mayflower Compact, the Articles of Confederation, nowhere in the Constitution of the United States. But you can find lines between church and state, friends. You can find that in Article 52 of the USSR Constitution. That would mean in Russia, yes, there is lines between church and state. And see, what's happened to the American people today is they've been bullied by the state-controlled media to basically cowtail or capitulate through the use of unlawful and unconstitutional fear. And they want you to bow to their every whim by attacking you. Friends, you need to understand that you're under attack by a foreign enemy within. Namely, to get you to shut up about your Christian faith in this country, I am humored to the max. You heard all of this from the atheist groups, the communist groups. And by the way, atheists, I just want to let you know that it was actually Vladimir Lenin that rightly said of you, first of all, you're a useful idiot. That's what he said. And secondly, he said that atheism precedes communism, and communism precedes atheism. Friends, you need to understand that this is communism. And going back to the ACLU, the American Civil Liberties Union, they are a communist organization that has been attacking Christians in this country since the 30s, and the American people have known it. Now, if the American people had known their founding documentations concerning the Bible and the Constitution, you would know who's the ones that are actually violating constitutional law, because it's not those that continuously fight for the right to remain under the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, because at length, that is the law. But again, going back to the American Civil Liberties Union, Roger Baldwin, the founder of that organization, friends, said that the American Civil Liberties Union, the end is communism. You need to understand that this is the organization that is aiding your foreign enemies even today while trying to overthrow your rights. Now, I want to say that, and I want to liken it into the fact that I've done 360 high schools, colleges, and colleges, mind you, 360 public high schools in 24 different states. And it's interesting that what we knew all the way through doing public high schools is that we had the law on our side, because we had rights that were bestowed upon us by our Creator, our unalienable rights given unto us by our Creator, which we can find in the seedbed called the Declaration of Independence. But in saying that, we knew that the law was on our side, so we didn't have anything to fear. But we do know through experience that it was the state-controlled narrative in the media that would demonize us every time we stood up to fight for the rights that God has bestowed upon us. But I want to encourage you, and I want you to understand that the law is on your side. And I also want you to understand that you've never lost your rights. We're going to expose this today on Sons of Liberty Radio. There was a guy named Martin Luther. He was a great reformer from the 1500s. He was the guy that said, where the battle rages, there the loyalty of the soldier is proved. And to be steady on all battlefield besides is mere flight and disgrace if he flinches at that point. I want to lay to your candor, America, that hundreds of thousands in the natural of our family members, our grandpas, our grandmas, our uncles, our aunts, our dads, our moms, our brothers, our sisters, our neighbors, fought, bled, and died, magnifying the laws of our constitutional republic against tyranny. The tyranny that the American people, for some reason or other, have bowed to today. The American people, for some reason, believe that today, whatever the government says goes. But let me remind you that those that serve we the people actually put their hand on the Bible, swearing to God and to man that they will uphold the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, so help me God. Okay, that doesn't fall to the fact that they have been given a right to violate law. This administration, since day one, with several others that have been preceding this administration, have been attacking you. They've been going line upon line, precept upon precept with the state-controlled narrative to basically eradicate the rights that God has bestowed upon you in the spiritual and in the natural, which hundreds of thousands have sacrificed themselves to give you. Let me say it this way. Nobody that serves we the people in this country have the right to desecrate the memories of those that fought, bled, and died to give us what we have today. Nor do they have the privilege to violate what our veterans fought, bled, and died to give us. As a matter of fact, let me put this into perspective. The American people today have allowed an administration to desecrate, to upend, and to destroy the Constitution that our family members fought against in foreign lands. You need to think through what I just said. The administration today does not have the right to violate constitutional law. By the way, neither does the state-controlled narrative. Let me add this to it. The state-controlled media does not have a right to lie. In America, they have been lying to you for a long, long time. I'm going to come right back after the other side of this break, and I'm going to show you, friends, exactly what happens in a public school when we fall to the whims of those that are violating constitutional law. It might surprise you, but I can tell you this.
You're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live out of Anaheim, California, friends. We're talking about something that gets my dander up. One of the things that I'd mentioned during the first segment, friends, is I've done 360 public high schools in 24 different states. Two of those schools have been Christian schools. Do you know who our opposition has been when we do those public schools? The professed church, saying that you can't cross lines between church and state. Knowing what I know now, I have to lay to their doorsteps the question as to where is there lines between church and state in any founding documentation? There isn't. But I can go to the Bill of Rights, our unalienable rights that have been given unto us by our Creator. And it tells us that Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion. That means under the umbrella of the Christian faith, the Baptists, the Catholics, the Lutherans, the Wesleyans, so on and so forth, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. The freedom to do the right thing. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits, said one of our founders, Charles D. Montesquieu. It goes on. Or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press and the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances. Out of the uproars that we've had throughout the 14 years of ministry, in every given scenario, they've had to back down, and they've had to back down real quick. As a matter of fact, we did a high school in Wisconsin. And there was a group called Freedom From Religion that actually called the school and said that you have a cult inside of your school, a Christian ministry inside of your school. By the way, 70% of those that do high school assemblies throughout the United States of America are Christians, of course. And they told the principal that there's a cult in the school, and he had approached me, and I said, a cult? I said, really? I said, if you go into your library, you'll notice on your Constitution, your Declaration of Independence, where our rights are actually derived from. As a matter of fact, if you go to the Declaration of Independence, you'll see the laws of nature and the nature's God. You'll see that you derive your unalienable rights given unto you by your Creator. As our forefathers, we're appealing to the supreme judge of the world, and it ends with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence. And if you read the end of the Constitution of the United States of America, what you'll find there is you'll see that it says, in the year of our Lord, 1787. If you look at your money, you'll notice my father's name is on your money too, sir. When you say the Pledge of Allegiance, what do you say? And all of a sudden he looked at me completely dumbfounded, and I said, furthermore, sir, it's not freedom from religion, it's freedom of religion, under the Christian umbrella. Not for foreign religions to come in here and attempt to up or usurp who we are as a people. One nation under God has meaning, sir. And interestingly enough, the state-controlled media is right there to add fuel to the fire, which works for the church if the church would stand up. See, Jesus said, where I be lifted up, I'll draw all men nigh unto me. Read the book of Acts. Uproar, after tumult, after tumult. Because they were people that understood the power of God unto salvation. I was doing an interview after one of these schools where, well, it got a little hot, let's put it that way. And while I was being interviewed, this interviewer told, well, the show host told me, he said, as he was actually mentioning the Christian faith, he said, the Christian religion is under incessant attack in public schools. He complained that soon we would not have the right to say certain things in public schools. I said, no, wait a second. What do you mean we wouldn't have the right to say certain things in public schools? We never lost the right, Mr. Conservative, I said. The only way that you lose rights here is when you forfeit them. See, because we understand that our forefathers fought off a tyrant to establish what God gave them to give us what we have 240 years later. So here we are. I said, sir, you never lost the right. I said, in public schools, students have the right to pray on public school campuses. They've never lost the right. I said, students have the right to read their Bibles on public school campus. They never lost the rights. I said, furthermore, students have the right to form religious clubs on campus. Students have the right to hand out tracts, flyers, or Christian material on campus. They never lost the right. I said, they have the right to research papers on Christianity, speeches with religious themes. I said, students have the right to be exempted from participating in assignments that are contrary to their religious beliefs. Students have the right to discuss religious Christian issues, even though other students may overhear them. Folks, what have we become? And what's interesting is, despite the fact that we have rights, America, it amazes me how much people and how much time people will spend proclaiming defeat and giving power over to corruption when they still have the freedom to do the right thing. And by the way, your enemy knows it. You just have to fight for your rights and stand up and set your face towards God as a flint and don't move. And in the process, you will see, without fail, a Kairos and a Kronos moment. God will show up. And then we begin to understand that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church when we are on the offensive, not on the defensive, America. See, the problem that we have, America, is that 86% of those that send their kids to public schools, did you know that they're Christians, patriots, and or conservatives complaining about what's going on in a public school? Through a violation of Article 10 of the Bill of Rights, the federal government has no business whatsoever teaching your kids a thing. Listen to me again. They have no business teaching your kids. Let me say this. They have no business illegally indoctrinating your kids through international baccalaureate, through No Child Left Behind, which should rightly be said, No Child Left Unindoctrinated. It's communism, friends. They're shooting for the floor. They're trying to equalize the playing field so nobody's better than anybody else. But it's the parents that are sending the kids to public schools to throw their kids into the shark-infested waters. See, it's a different time, older generation. It's not like when you were going to school. This administration, from the inside, friends, is attacking your constitutional and your Christian foundations. That's his whole objective, and that's exactly what he's been attacking since day one. And to prove my point that it is a foreign enemy attacking, look to the White House. This isn't American government. This isn't the American Constitution, friends, that's attacking itself. It's a foreign government attacking who you are, trying to what? Get rid of God out of the occasion. That's why our forefathers told us either we're going to be ruled by God or we're going to be ruled by tyrants. See, tyrants don't like to be ruled by anybody. And I want you to understand something, that it's the law that makes the king. And in this country, we have the Constitution of the United States, which is bedrocked upon what? Common law, the Mosaic institution in this country. Like it or not. And by the way, I want to remind you, friends, your enemy knows what I'm telling you is exactly right on the smack. But why are people running from those that are saying, you can't talk about Jesus in public schools? Well, folks, they live accordingly, don't they? The people that are attacking them. And let me ask you something. When you read every preamble in the United States of America, what does it start out with? All 50 states, what does the preamble start off with, friends? It acknowledges who? God Almighty. And why is that? Because it shows you who the giver of the law is, Exodus 18:21. Now, I am bringing this to a point. And I want to give you a little testimony as well, friends. We have national law teams that stand on the behalf of what we're doing in public schools because they know our message inside and out. You know what they continuously tell us? Lawyers that are willing to actually be lawyers and do the right thing without asking for any money whatsoever, only to set the precedent that we will not be moved, Christians, conservatives, and or patriots. If they say they can't find people to see it through. They can't find people that love their country enough to actually stand up and fight for what others died to give us. I want you to listen to me, America. They can't find people to actually stand up and fight for what others died to give us, both in the natural and in the spiritual. Now John 3:16 has meaning, church. So why are we in trouble? If we've never lost the right, maybe it's that the American people have wickedly departed from their God, and instead of actually standing up and proving the God of Israel the way the Bible tells us to, prove me now in this, saith the Lord, call unto me, and I will answer, and I'll show you great and mighty things in which you know not. Folks, I'm going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back to this, and we're going to stay on course, and we're going to set the record straight. And what we're going to do is we're going to first start with Thomas Jefferson and the lies that are inundating, friends, who they were and who they are. Nobody can deny the fruit. We'll be right back after this break.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You got with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, folks, broadcasting live out of Anaheim, California. If you'd like to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, been talking about the lines between church and state. Now, I do want you to understand there's an erected wall barring the government from what they're doing today. See, the roles are completely backwards today. Friends, instead of those that represent we the people magnifying the laws of the Constitutional Republic, Article 4, Section 4, now they're actually helping the enemy along to eradicate so they can become a god unto themselves, which is the definition of tyranny. It's exactly what's happening. And I want to tell you why that's happening before we get over to the Danbury Baptists concerning Thomas Jefferson. John Adams, the second president of the United States, said that the church is called to be the moral compass of society. When that goes, everything else goes. We have the church in America, which is not biblical Christianity in so many different ways. It's a crossless church. It's a church that's actually conformed to the image and likeness of the spirit of the world and whatever the world says, rather than the other way around. It's a church in America today that's influenced by the spirit of the world in almost from A to Z in every sense of the word, falling in line with what the world serves up. I mean, folks, look at the music scene. Wherever you see someone that's popular in the music scene concerning the spirit of the world, you see the Christian church, they call themselves, it's a lack of Christianity, friends, they are mimicking everything the spirit of the world does. They're in second place all the time. They're not the ones setting the standard. They're the ones following in close pursuit behind the fallen standard. And we have to set that right by actually taking Christ for who he says he is rather than what we want him to be. And it goes for our forefathers as well. And talking about the lines of between church and state, friends, again, showing you where that's coming from, Article 52 of the USSR, it's communism. You need to understand it's these people that are actually trying to tear down the image of your forefathers in an attempt at recreating in their own ungodly images in so many different ways. So I'm saying a lot here, but I want you to catch this, friends. This is some pretty revealing stuff. The famous separation of church and state, which has today become so familiar, was actually taken from an exchange of letters between President Thomas Jefferson and the Baptist Association of Danbury, Connecticut, shortly after Jefferson became the president, the third president of the United States of America. The Baptists wrote a letter of praise to Jefferson, letting him know their happiness and how happy they were that he was now the president. But in the same letter, they also expressed to Jefferson their grave concern over the entire concept of the First Amendment, including its guarantee for the free exercise of religion. Again, keep in mind, under the umbrella of the Christian faith. Therefore, Thomas Jefferson wrote the Danbury Baptists a letter ensuring them that they had no intention of allowing the government to limit, restrict, regulate, or interfere with public Christian practices. Public Christian practices. He believed, along with the founders, that the First Amendment hadn't been enacted only to prevent the federal establishment of a national denomination, and that man had natural rights given unto them by their creator. So therefore, by definition, natural rights was a legal term used in the day stating that which the books of law and the gospel do contain. So clearly did Jefferson understand the source of America's inalienable or unalienable rights given unto them by God, that he even doubted whether America could survive if we ever lost that knowledge. He queried, and can the liberties of a nation be thought secure if we've lost the only firm basis, a conviction in the minds of the people that these liberties are the gift of God, that they are not to be violated but with his wrath? So to back up this sobering quote, while the President of the United States, Thomas Jefferson, was also made president of Washington, D.C. public school systems, in which he placed the Bible and Isaac Watts hymnals as the two primary reading texts in that public school. So there's a misunderstanding of who we are because the people haven't taken the time out of gratitude to actually study the founding documents, starting with the Bible. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, said who? The seventh president of the United States. His name was President Andrew Jackson. How right on he was and how right on he is. As I was telling you, friends, there's many that want to try to tear down the image of who our forefathers were in so many different ways because they want to reconstruct them in their own image. They want you to believe that the seeds that have been sown 240 years later were not actually the seeds that were sown. I give this analogy to my kids. In the springtime, you see the farmer plow. You see, after he plows up the field, what does he do? He sows the seed. And then in the fall time, we can see what sort of seed he actually sowed by the fruit that he produces. Today, 240 years later, over 78% of the American people profess Christianity. 300-1 to any other religion in America, of course, and rightly so because we are a Christian nation. And yet there's people out there, namely communists, and your enemies that are trying to upend your sovereignty, which is a fact, friends, are trying to attack your Christian faith. None greater than the present administration. So why is that? What America, do we want the President of the United States of America to destroy our Constitution and our Christian heritage only to recreate it in his own image? Well, America, that's what you've been letting him do over the last 7 years. And by the way, it didn't start with Barack Hussein Obama. This has been going on in your country since the 60s. And yet again, for the most part, the American people stood down when they should have stood up. And I'm telling you, and I'm here today to tell you to stand up, because again, God is on your side and so is the law. And God is willing to give you what you're willing to fight for if you're willing to fight. But folks, let's set the record straight concerning Thomas Jefferson. Many university professors purposely indoctrinate their students with the contrived myth that Thomas Jefferson cut the Bible into pieces, sewed together the portions he agreed with, and got rid of the rest. However, it must be noted that Thomas Jefferson worked extensively for Christian religion liberties. Look at his headstone at Monticello. I've been there quite a few times. What does it say on top of his headstone, friends? Do your own due diligence. Cross-check me. At Jefferson's request, his headstone read, "Author, the Statute of Virginia for Religious Freedom." Jefferson helped found the Virginia Bible Society and was a substantial financial contributor. He had a long history of working with Christian missionaries, specifically those bringing Christianity to the Native Americans. And to what end? Jefferson took two different Bibles from the White House and created a condensed version of the Gospels, not excluding miracles, but taking out redundancies. Therefore, this was a shortened work titled by Jefferson as, now listen carefully, not the Jefferson Bible, friends, but rather the Life and Morals of Jesus of Nazareth. The work was then reprinted and given to the members of Congress upon taking office, a 50-year tradition that carried into the 20th century. It's filled with accounts of the miracles of Jesus, raising the dead because he is the resurrection and the life, multiplying food for thousands, heaven, hell, the resurrection, and the Son of God. Man, that doesn't sound like a deist to me. It doesn't sound like an atheist to me, but friends, that's what they would have you believe. Thomas Jefferson said of himself that I am the real sort of a Christian. He was raised Anglican, by the way. Again, so friends, the question that I might lay to your candor is, what seeds did our founding fathers actually plant? There's no denying the fruit of a Christian nation. You know, it kind of reminds me of what's going on the East Coast right now. There's a huge snowstorm sweeping across many states on the East Coast. I particularly like to think about Washington, D.C. right now, because we have a bunch of criminals that represent we the people that are trying to convince you that there's an issue called global warming. And it seems to me that through the humor of God, he is repaying the criminals to their face if the American people would open up their eyes to see it for what it really is. And this isn't the first time that this has happened. Every time these criminals in D.C. talk about global warming, it seems like the Lord sends forth a snowstorm. See, I fear at times that the American people could watch the snow come down, yet they'll listen, I'm sorry, watch the blizzard overtake their cities, and yet still adhere to the lies of those that are violating moral law concerning them that represent we the people, and they'll take on the lie rather than the truth. And this is where Jesus came in and said, you have eyes, but you see not? You have ears, but you hear not? America, you're being stormed by foreign enemies to try to talk you out of your rights, when in fact, if you would go to your founding documents, you'll find that you have rights and you've never lost them rights if you're willing to stand up and fight for those rights and set those that are actually attacking you in their proper position. And that would be behind bars. That would be behind bars, friends. And until America means what they say, nothing's going to change in this country. But friends, I'm here to tell you, you've never lost the right, and our founding forefathers did nothing but sow the Christian seed, because we can see today the harvest 240 years later. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is James White from Northwest Liberty News and fruitforliberty.com, and I want to take a moment to speak to you about a website that I gladly contribute to and visit often. I'm speaking about the website Sons of Liberty Media, founded by my friend and fellow freedom lover, Bradley Dean. Bradley has provided the cure for the disease of lies and disinformation so prevalent today.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Actually broadcasting live out of Anaheim, California. We got hour two coming up as well, friends, so stick with us. We're going to be talking about who we are and what it is that we need to do to establish who we are, what we are, and so we can leave it for the furtherance of our posterity when we leave this world, the way that our forefathers did for us. Folks, we're trying to do a futile thing if we don't know where we came from, or where it is we came from, or what it is that we've been about. America was born a Christian nation. America was born to exemplify that devotion to the elements of righteousness which are derived from the revelations of Holy Scripture. This is like one of my particular favorite quotes, and I want you to listen carefully. This is Harry Truman. President Harry Truman said, "The fundamental basis of America's laws was given to Moses on the Mount. The fundamental basis of our Bill of Rights comes from the teachings we get from Exodus and St. Matthew, from Isaiah and St. Paul." He said, "If we don't have a proper fundamental moral background, we will finally end up with a totalitarian government which does not believe in the rights for anybody except the state." Is that what you're seeing today? Hey, folks, here's a news flash for some. Your rights didn't come from the state. Your rights come from God. Those that work for us, we the people, derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. They work for us. We do not work for them. According to God's moral law. I had an atheist call in one time and say, "Hey, Bradley, I don't believe what we're a Christian nation." I said, "Well, you don't have to believe in trucks neither, but what happens if you stand in front of one?" I said, let me ask you something, Mr. Atheist, which is nothing more, friends. See, atheism, friends, is premised on this, that if there is no God, then everything becomes permissible. And let me tell you something, they live accordingly. Ask any dictator that has slaughtered millions and millions and millions of his own people. What do they promote? The exact same things that this administration is trying to promote. But I said to Mr. Atheist that called in, I said, well, let me ask you something, brother, from another mother. I said, is it against the law to kill? He said, yes. I said, well, Mr. Atheist, who told you that it's against the law to kill? I said, my daddy told you that, didn't he, in Exodus 20. I said, Mr. Atheist, is it against the law to steal? He said, well, yes, it is. I said, well, Mr. Atheist, who told you that it's against the law to steal in America? I said, Mr. Atheist, is it against the law to lie, to commit the act of perjury? It's the ninth commandment, again, Exodus 20. He said, why, yes, it is. I said, well, Mr. Atheist, who told you that? See, folks, there's no debate. There's no argument. We have laws that have been erected in this country to preserve what we have concerning our freedoms today because God bestowed them upon us. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits, friends. Do keep that in mind. Let that drop into your heart. Guess what the atheist had to say after that, friends? Absolutely nothing. As I said, they don't have to believe in trucks neither, but what happens when they stand in front of them? Guess what, friends? They're going to stand before their judge on that final day because it's appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. It's our job to arrange the meeting. The rest is up to God. And the fact of the matter is we have laws that need to be executed concerning those that mean to destroy our Christian heritage. And it goes a lot further than head knowledge, friends. Faith without works is dead. I'll show you my faith by my works. And I do the works not to get saved, friends. I do the works because I am saved. I want to put that into perspective. We did a high school in Boca Raton, Florida. They advertised that I was coming for 3 weeks. Got to that public high school, stepped foot on the ground. The state-controlled media was right there. It's interesting how them people know where I'm at. Whenever I put my feet in a public setting, there is the state-controlled narrative. There's the state-controlled media to set the narrative. I'm sorry. And what do they want to do? They want to set the narrative that everybody's against Christianity when in fact, friends, the opposite is true. When I was in Boca Raton, there was a bunch of kids gathered together to see the assembly. As I walked towards the classroom, the teacher of that classroom, who happened to be a homosexual, comes up to the kids. We have it all on film. And he said, children, I just want to let you know that everything that this man's going to say to you is a complete lie. We had it on film, and at that point, I knew I already had him. He did it to himself. We sent this to our law team in Virginia, and before the day was up, that school already had noticed that there will be a lawsuit dropped on their desk if they refuse my program in that public school. Well, what I did concerning that particular situation is I took all the students, because when the man started to lie about me, he started to draw a crowd for me. I took that crowd, walked outside. By the way, the church would have nothing to do with it because there was contention. They know nothing of the cross of Christ, friends. I brought those kids over to the grass. I did an hour and a half assembly on the grass. I got a phone call from our attorney in Virginia, and he said, Bradley, are you willing to go back? I said, you know I am. I said, what am I doing here? These kids need to see something more than just lip service when it comes to love. Let them see it while we fight for them. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd be saying, bringing it down, Brother Dean. Bring it down. 3 weeks later, I got a phone call after I did that assembly. They said, you ready to go back? I said, I'm ready to go back. We flew into Florida. The only thing that I was not offered by that principal was a steak and lobster dinner, friends. And what's interesting is the teacher that meant to have me kicked out of that public school, I actually did my assembly in his classroom, jam-packed from wall to wall. after the assembly program was over with, that individual, that homosexual teacher, walked up to me and apologized, and he said that that was one of the best assemblies he ever seen in his life. Now, was he supposed to do that? Did he have to do that? I don't think so. I believe that he was sincere. But there's a misconception that when you fight for people, that you're missing love. No, you fight because you love. And people need to understand that that's exactly what the young people in this country need to see. That was Boca Raton, Florida. We won the day. We set a national precedent that if you want to play, you're going to pay. Because, again, we know that God's on our side and we have laws on our side. Did another high school assembly in Dunkerton, Iowa. We did about 53 high schools in that state. This was one of those schools that called us back because they liked us so much. We went and did our assembly program. We actually videotaped many of the responses from the kids, the teachers, and the principal, who all loved the program. Well, once the state-controlled media got in there, they tried to distort the whole message. It became an anti-gay, bigotry, everything you could think of, friends. The homosexuals and the atheists and the communists came out, all one and the same. They splashed me across the front of the page of their paper, not once, not twice, but three times. Up until we found out what was going on, they were having a media frenzy with Bradley Dean in my ministry. I told the team when we got back home, we're going back. You have to take their game and shove it down their own throats, friends. You have God on your side and you have the law on your side. We called all the local churches. None of the churches would have us in because they don't love their kids enough to actually preach through their lifestyles what they confess with their lips that they believe. After a little persistence, we had a church open up outside of Dunkerton. Interestingly enough, in the process, it went on the paper, actually went out into the papers in that local area, that the fire chief said that if Bradley Dean ever comes back into Dunkerton, I will block the streets. Guess what that is to me? That's a green light. Once I heard that, we called our law team. Within 1 week, friends, guess what? I did my program in Dunkerton, Iowa. In the city that he said if he comes back, I will block the only block him from coming back in. Guess what, friends? The only thing I didn't receive from them was a steak and a lobster dinner. And I'm not being funny about it. I mean what I say, just like your enemy does, America. The difference is which one believes in their God more, like Elijah. Let the fire come, Lord. Let him that answered by fire, he is Lord. I went back to Dunkerton, not once, but twice. Right after the assembly and the state-controlled narrative had the media frenzy all over Bradley Dean and Junkyard Prophet, which is the name of my band. Interestingly enough, we took it back. The church was packed. We let the community know what was going on so we could set the record straight. And lo and behold, here comes the ACLU after Bradley Dean. I'll tell you the rest of the story on the other side. Hour two coming up. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.